The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Energetic Toy Box with Julia Stubbe. The Energetic Toy Box starts out with guided imagery, with the basic healing elements of space, love, and joy. As we move deeper, you'll be introduced or reintroduced to alternative and holistic healing. And in each show, you'll come away with the desire to explore tools that you can use in your daily life. Now, here is your host, Julia Stubbe.
Hello, and welcome to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, and I thank you for being here. I am grateful and appreciate you tuning in and listening live today, or if you are listening to the recording at another time, I really appreciate that as well. Each week we start out with a guided imagery to set the space with love and joy. We will then open the Energetic Toy Box and explore the fundamentals of the metaphysical world. Today we're having a conversation about forgiveness and how this gift can empower your life. My guest today is Edwin Gaines. Edwin is the author of the book, The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. It's a simple guide to unlimited abundance. And she's a certified fire walking instructor, and she's also the owner-director of the Rock Ridge Retreat Center in Valley Head, Alabama. So now we're going to start this hour off with some guided imagery, and I would like to invite you to play along using your imagination. So let us first start off by getting comfortable and taking a few deep breaths. Okay, take a deep breath in through your nose and hold the breath. And when you're ready, out through your mouth as if you were blowing out a candle, releasing all the stress of the day. Relax your shoulders, relax your back. Now take another deep breath. Once again, in through the nose. And when you're ready, out through the mouth. For those of you who are in a safe place, feel free to close your eyes to enhance the experience. For those of you who are driving or operating equipment, let's keep our eyes open, okay? Now, let's bring your attention to your heart space. Let your heart expand with love and gratitude. Just feel that love and gratitude building in your heart space. Now send that love and gratitude up from our heart, through our throat, and out through our crown to the angelic realms. Now we want to receive the immense love and gratitude back from the angelic realms, from the angels, down into our heart, expanding our heart even more. Feel that love and gratitude in your heart space filling you with peace and joy. Now imagine that love radiating from your heart, surrounding Mother Earth. Imagine that love touching all the beings of the planet. And let's take another breath. And off to your right, you notice a path that leads into a beautiful garden of roses. You follow the path through the rose garden, noticing roses of many colors, ruby red roses, vibrant orange roses. You stop to take notice of the butterflies just flittering along, touching each of the roses. They make you smile. You notice roses the color of yellow sunshine. The greenery around you is lush, and you take in the sounds of the birds chirping. The fragrance of the roses is intoxicating. The smell just comes in through your nostrils and permeates through your body. You continue along the path where you see roses of indigo blue and deep violet. And you take notice of a clearing where you see these two beautiful women getting ready to open the energetic toy box. You sit back and relax as you listen to see what they have discovered. And when you're ready, come back into your body. And in opening the energetic toy box, beautiful packages wrapped in sparkling paper and ribbons float out of the toy box and begin to dance with the light around us. Now, I would like to welcome our guest, Edwin Gaines. Edwin, the author of the book of the Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity, which is now available in Spanish. She is committed to power, passion, prosperity, and performance. Welcome, Edwin.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm so glad to be with you today. This is delightful. I love your guided imagery.
It's fun. Because it really can take you places, and the power of just using your imagination is...
Yes. One of the things that I loved most about it was smelling the roses. I had never gotten into that olfactory sense so deeply in meditation before, because I could really smell them. It was beautiful.
Oh, thanks. That makes me giggle inside, because it's like I always love it when I hear how it can touch people's lives.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. So we're going to have a conversation about forgiveness. And one of the things that I noticed is you recently hosted a workshop on forgiveness, healing, and debt-free living.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Can you share a little bit how prosperity is tied into the forgiveness process?
Yes. I'd love to talk about that. I believe that all financial debt is about unforgiveness. Now, Charles Fillmore, in his book Prosperity, distinguishes between what he calls financial debt and what he calls the wise use of credit. So I'm talking about that debt that makes us feel burdened, that makes us feel shameful, that makes us feel guilty. And that is about unforgiveness. And we know that shame and guilt and blame and judgment, those are toxic to us. But how I came across this idea, I was doing, several years ago, a line-by-line study of the Lord's Prayer, because I wanted just to kind of get all the meat I could get out of it at that particular time in my life. And I came to the line, in the King James Version, it says, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." And I didn't quite understand what that meant, and I looked it up in the Living Bible, which says, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." Now, for me, Julie, that is an exact equation. To the degree that I have forgiven those people that I think owe me something, whether it's an apology or some money or
an explanation of some sort,
Yeah. Well, you know, to that same degree, am I in debt? And it may be financial debt, or it may be, if I feel in debt, there's a personal part of me that makes me feel unworthy to receive. So I found that the more that I forgave, the more debt that I eliminated. And I really got busy with it, and finally I eliminated all financial debt by doing my forgiveness work. And it didn't mean the debt went away. It mean that that meant that I paid it. And I am so grateful. I don't even have a mortgage anymore or a car payment, just the regular monthly bills. So I personally believe that if people would spend time every day, not just on Sunday or not just when they think about it, but every day, even if it's only 5 minutes, to forgive themselves and everybody else, life would be so much happier and sweeter and prosperous as well.
So I guess identifying who or what we need to forgive is, I think, when we have a judgment about someone, or we complain about someone because we're judging them in that stance as well, or if we have some underlying anger. So do you have any suggestions on how we could identify where that forgiveness needs to be applied to?
You know, that's a really good question. What I did is I went into prayer and I asked, who and what do I need to forgive? And you know, some of the things are so obvious, you know, like the ex-husband or the person who ran into you at the grocery store with their grocery cart, or, you know, the big ones and the small ones, the person who molested you, the person that you mistreated. Those things weigh heavy on our hearts, so we don't even need to look for them. We know they're there, and sometimes we just push them aside because we don't want to deal with them right then. But every time we'll take the time to really deal with that, whatever that emotion is, one of my favorite prayer techniques that I use every day is right before I go to sleep, I ask myself in prayer, have I put anyone outside my heart today? And usually I have. I'm sorry to admit it. I'm ashamed that I do, but there's usually somebody that I forgot that, you know, that they were God's beloved, and I began to judge them harshly and put them out of my heart. So first of all, I have to forgive myself for that and set a new intention to be more awake and aware. And they have to look and see what it was about. And usually it's the same issue for me. It's a control issue. But once I bring them back into my heart and I ask for their forgiveness and I forgive them completely, and I begin to see that every single one of us is doing the best we know how to do. And who am I? Who am I to judge?
Right, because we haven't walked in their shoes. It's like, how do we know, you know, they could have been having a bad day for some reason, they started off on the bad day, and that just kind of dominoed in, and you became part of their bad day. But we have bad days as well, and I'm sure my bad day can domino into somebody else's bad day. So it's also about starting, you know, with that intention of coming from your heart space and, you know, being full of love with everyone and every being that we come across, with no judgment, and that can be a challenge.
I love that. You know, Plato said, according to those people who attribute this to him, he said, be kind, because everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. You know, we all are on a steep learning curve here. You know, we are fully human and fully divine, and we have to deal with human traits and old memories and belief systems that may not be totally the highest and best for us. So we have a lot of work to do in coming into the realization that we are loving, light-filled beings, and that so is everyone else, whether they know it or not. So we're even when we don't know it.
Right, and everybody has, you know, I think we're all here on a mission, and we each have our own mission that we have to work on and work with, and maybe being a pain in someone's butt is part of that person's mission.
It's so true. And I know, you know, when I get one of those people who thinks that that's what their mission is, or they're performing that service for me, I say, okay, God, what did I do to create this? Please help me to learn it quickly so I don't have to do this one again.
Right. Yes, and it really is. We do really create that. We really create and attract that. And I want to get more into that after the break, because we're going to be heading to a break shortly. But I just really, you know, we had a thing about mirrors, that we are what we create. And it's like we attract that energy because there's some kind of lesson we need to learn here. Yeah. You know, and it's something deep inside us. And it really does come down to that. And forgiving ourselves is key, because, you know, if you keep blaming yourself for something else, that just feeds and grows inside you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's really about being just to let that go. So anyway, we're here with Edwene Gaines, and we're talking about forgiveness, and we're going to be heading for a break, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll be right back after this short commercial break. Thanks again for tuning in.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. On the program Inside Out, our outsides match our insides. Join host Beth Green along with co-host James Maynard for an insightful weekly journey that lets us all be real with no boundaries. We'll discuss current events, interview amazing guests, challenge old ideas, and see ourselves and our world more clearly. It's about you as much as us. So you're invited to call in, write in, and most of all, tune in. Listen for Inside Out, live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Edwin Gaines. And we are discussing forgiveness and how it can empower our lives. So we were talking before the break, Edwin, we were talking about some of the little stuff that we can really be aware of. You know, we were angry with somebody who maybe just ran their shopping cart in front of us or something like that. But there's some bigger things. I know my life really changed once I worked through the forgiveness process with my mom. I had a lot of anger and resentment towards my mom. And, you know, when I was talking to her, fortunately for me, I got to forgive her before she passed away. And she hung on for 2 years in order for that process to happen. So I'm very grateful that she chose to do that. But when I would start my conversation with her, I didn't want to put her on the defensive. I didn't want to say, well, you did this and you did that. So my approach would be that this might not have been your intention, but this is how your words and actions made me feel. And then I would go into my feelings and how I felt. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got through it without, you know, accusing her and such. So is there a process that when it's something big, like, you know, abuse and neglect, as far as that goes, that you could suggest to our listeners of how they possibly could go down that road?
Yeah, it's rough, isn't it? It's some of the difficult things that we've had to go through seem just unbelievably unbearable. In my own case, I had some sexual abuse issues as a child, and for much of my young adult life, I ran around like a professional victim telling my story to anyone who would listen to me and getting a lot of oh babies, and I just had very low self-image and was really sort of a martyr to my story. And finally I had a teacher who loved me enough to tell me the truth, even though it made me very angry. He said, Edwin, you know, this victim stuff's gone far enough to it. It's really a drag. It's boring the tears out of the rest of us. And, oh, my God, I was just humiliated. I went home and I prayed for him. And then I realized, oh, he may have something to teach me. So I began to work with him. And over the time period, it didn't happen overnight, he helped me to realize that I could change my feelings about my childhood experiences by creating a new story about it. And I didn't know what he was talking about. I've learned since that that's what psychologists mean when they talk about reframing something. And so he helped me with the story. He said, let's just make up the story. Let's just say that you came onto this planet to be a woman of power. And because your soul chose that pathway, your soul chose very early in life to take an initiation in the misuse of power. He said, you know what it feels like when power is abused and it's dreadful? He said, you passed that initiation. It's now safe for you to be a woman of power in the world because you know we'd never, ever misuse nor abuse that power. Oh, it took a while for that to sink in. It didn't happen quickly. But when it did, I had the right to change my story, and I love that part.
Yeah, what I did, because I also suffer from sexual abuse as well, and part of what I did in the reframing is I would go back and let that child know that she was now safe.
Yes.
Because I didn't tell my story. I suppressed my story. I kept everything inside me, so I came from a completely different place than that.
Yes.
You know, so
Bless
your heart. But when I started the process, we would go back to that child, and I would actually hold the child and, you know, tell her that it was okay and she was all right. And that, in turn, began to heal the woman I am today.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And it transitioned that. So that was a lot of the way that I did it. And I had help. I had help with the forgiveness process with a healer that helped me work with the emotional work as well. And that, I really am grateful that she came into my life.
Isn't that beautiful? You know, when we're ready, we will have the help if we need it. Sometimes we don't need it. We just can go into prayer and ask for help, and it comes. It's amazing what happens when we do so, when we're really ready. Now, you may have heard this before, but so many people who come to my workshops and retreats will say things to me like, "Edwin, I just can't forgive. I just cannot forgive." And my belief system is that the word "can't" is always a lie. When you say that, you're saying, "I don't want to, I'm not willing to."
Right.
And what I've learned is forgiveness is an act of will. You have to be willing to forgive.
Yeah, it is definitely a choice, and it's like with putting the intention out there to forgive my mom, it's like I didn't believe I could ever do it.
Yes.
But my intention was to do it, and she was diagnosed with cancer, and I went in to see her at Johns Hopkins, and I didn't think that woman would last a week, and she hung on for 2 years because that process was just as important to her as it was to me.
Good,
and it freed me. It freed me. It's like what a difference this woman is now than it was back then when I was so full of anger and resentment, and I was just full of it.
Bless your heart for doing the work. Thank you, God. That's wonderful. And another technique that I have used, maybe 15 years ago, I went through a very difficult and painful divorce, and I was so angry and so hurt and felt so betrayed, and I just couldn't seem to do the forgiveness work. I wanted to, but I just couldn't get there. So I went back into the Bible, and I began to read, you know, what did Jesus say about forgiveness? And there's that section where the disciples go to him, and they say, essentially, how often do we have to forgive these people? And his response was, 70 times 7. Well, I thought, how do you do that? I don't know how to do that. So I took it literally, and I wrote it out. I, Edwin, forgive, what's his name, completely. 35 times in the morning, 35 times in the evening, for 7 days. That's a 70 times 7. And that felt really good. The next week I did myself. The next week I did my mother. The next week I did my father. Then my brother the next week. I went on for several years doing this for anybody and everybody. Now my hand would cramp, but what would happen during the process of writing is tears would come. Deep emotions of things that I had forgotten about that I needed to forgive myself for and forgive others for. Powerful process.
Yeah, that sounds like it. That really does, because it's like, you know, it's like I feel like I don't feel that I'm aware of that I still need forgiving. I know, you know, to forgive, but I also, when I need to forgive someone, I know it. It's like sometimes I'll write them a note and let them know that I forgive you, and forgive them. And just tell them that I love them and I wish them the best. It doesn't mean they have to be a part of my life.
That's right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I love that. Well, you know, there's a writer. Her name is Pixie Hammond, and she has a couple of lines that I love. The first one is, "Forgiveness is giving up the right to retaliate." Isn't that powerful? Not to get back at someone. And then she says, "Forgiveness is the willingness to have something happen the way it happened." Oh, my God. That's so powerful for me. Because I didn't want, for many years, I was kept saying, "Why me? Why did this have to happen to me?" And for me to give up my desire to have it be any differently and to realize that I am the woman I am today because of some of the very difficult learning experiences I had in my early life. And then
absolutely. It really molds who we are today, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly.
I have a forgiveness prayer I'd like to read that when you said that, you know, the line. So I'm just going to read this. If there is anyone or anything that has hurt me in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive and release it. If I have hurt anyone or anything in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive and release it for the highest good of others and myself.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So that's
powerful.
One of the prayers that I like to use.
Yes.
When I am forgiving someone, and I also know that there are times that I need to ask forgiveness from somebody else because I really feel that I wronged them, and it's like,
yes,
I really want to forgive myself. And sometimes it's like it's an easy ask. Because I actually, you know, you have your ex-husband story. It's like I actually asked my ex-husband if he would forgive me as well because I'd forgiven, you know, him, but I wanted to make sure that we were good and that he had that opportunity to forgive me as well for that. But it's not always easy to do that. So when you feel that you need to be forgiven for something, do you have like a process maybe for that, or how would you?
What I do is I go into prayer and ask, you know, is this mine to do? And if I get a go signal, then I will either write or go to them. But, you know, there's some people, as you say, later in my life I was raped. Now, I know I've forgiven that young man. I know that coming from his background and his experience, he did the best he knew how to do at the time. But am I going to have lunch with him? No. No, thank you. I'm not going to hang out with him. I don't hang out with people that don't know how to behave. So here's a question concerning what you were saying. What if you go to the person and ask for their forgiveness and they don't give it? Then my response to that is, when I am asked that question, you just have to let them be. You have to love them the way they are. We all evolve at different paces, and maybe you're ready now to move on up, but you have to give the other person whatever time they need, and you cannot let that harm you or hurt you in any way, because you've done your peace, you've done your forgiveness, when that person forgives you, that's their business. It's not yours.
Right. It's none of my business what other people think of me.
Yes.
Yeah. And it really frees you because it is their choice and it's part of their path.
Yes.
And you know, if you're in your heart that you're full of love and you've given that forgiveness, then it's okay for you to move on and move forward and just, like you said, just let them be.
Exactly. That's it.
Yeah. There's times it's like I do stuff and it's like I'll realize I was short with somebody and I might never see them again. And it's like I just say, Lord, it's like I'm really sorry. Can you forgive me for that incident there? So that, you know, and please send love to that person for me. You know, so
wonderful.
I'll do things like that because it's like I really, you know, it's like it's just when we are stuck in that and it's like, I really, and then you start thinking, oh, I shouldn't have done that, or I think maybe I hurt that person's feelings. And if you have that, and that maybe it wasn't your intention or it was your intention, but you have that thought, that kind of confines you to that prison.
Yes. And the key for me is forgiveness is not something I do for other people. I do it for myself. Because I believe that shame and guilt and blame and judgment are toxic. They will make me sick. They will make me poor. They will make me old and ugly and mean-spirited. So I don't want to be that. I want to forgive. And so I do it as an act of will. I make myself forgive even when I'm angry. I take a look and see, why am I angry? Well, I'm angry because I did not get to run the world the way I wanted to run it. And so I laugh at myself, and that's a key, to be able to laugh at yourself. No, of course you didn't do everything perfect. We're on a learning curve. Give yourself a break. Love yourself enough to let yourself release the blame, the shame, the guilt.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Laughing at yourself is pretty awesome to be able to do that. Well, we're going to head to another break. So, again, I want to thank everyone for tuning into the Energetic Toy Box. Edwina and I will be back after this short commercial break to talk a little bit more about forgiveness. Thanks again.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Edwin Gaines, and we are discussing forgiveness and how it can empower our lives. And Edwin, you were talking about this story, this little story about how you were going to forgive someone. Do you want to share that with our listeners?
Very early in my career of studying about forgiveness, I thought it was just really easy. And there was a woman that I worked with that what we call her today was a mean girl. And she was just mean-spirited. She talked nasty. She gossiped. She complained. And she was trying to get me fired from this job that I very much needed as a young single mom. And so I just decided I'll forgive her. And so I wrote out affirmations. I forgive you, Mary, and I set you free. And then I just kind of whisked my hands together, and I've done that. Well, this woman moved away, and I was like, oh, thank you, God, she's gone. Well, I did the forgiveness thing again, and within a month, that woman moved back to the town, and she moved on my block. And I knew that I had not forgiven her. I had said the words, but the heart had not done the work. Do you know what I'm talking about,
Julia? I know exactly what you're saying. I'm just laughing inside.
Oh, I'm praying. Okay. What am I going to do? She's my neighbor now. Oh, my Lord. And I pray, what am I going to do? And so I realized it would not be smart for me to walk down and knock on her door and say, okay, Mary, I have decided to forgive you. You know, that probably would not go over very well. So here's what I did. I'm laughing myself. I made some cookies, you know, and that was a miracle in itself for me to make some cookies. So, and I had this little plate of cookies covered up with some little saran wrap, and I walked down to her door, and I knocked on the door. She opened it, and she had the most startled and negative look on her face as if she had been chewing nails when she saw me. I said, okay, Mary, please, I brought you some cookies, and I wanted to ask you for your forgiveness. I've thought some awful things about you, and I've said some things, and I've really judged you harshly, and I'm very, very sorry, and I'm going to ask you to please forgive me. Well, this woman invited me into her home. She made some coffee. We sat down around her kitchen table, and we talked and we talked and we cried. We ate all those cookies and drank the coffee, and we became friends simply because I feel that I had the courage to go and ask for forgiveness. In hearing her story, my heart melted, and it made it so easy for me to forgive her. And I think that's what the problem is. We don't get to really know people. We judge them from what our judges say, our inner judge says, rather than knowing more about them. We could love them. If we could see their lives and see the challenges they've had, we would love them completely.
Yeah, because they put up, you know, when people, I find, they put up these barriers to keep people from getting close, and because they've been hurt so badly. And, you know, that's their way of staying safe, so nobody gets close to them. So if you can get through that barrier to find out really who they are, it's just amazing some of the commonality we have with others that just drive us crazy.
Exactly. And, you know, St. Francis of Assisi said, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And I like to remind people that that means pardoning yourself as well. for all the silly, dumb, stupid, ignorant, mean-spirited things that I have done, I have forgiven myself. Now, it doesn't mean that I made them right, but I have forgiven myself because at that point in my evolution, I did the best I knew how to do. A lot of my behavior was about survival. A lot of it was about wanting to look good. A lot of it was about just being scared to be who I really am. And right. I think everyone who's listening can take that in their hearts that they have got to forgive themselves. They've got to pardon themselves for all past behaviors and feelings and actions. And then we find it easier to forgive everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Right on. So you also have some other techniques that you use that possibly our listeners could use to help with this process?
Yes. One of these I learned from my mentor, the wonderful prosperity writer, Dr. Catherine Ponder. And she mentions in her books the notion of, let's say that there's somebody you want to forgive and you just know it's not the right thing to go and talk with them yet. She suggests that you write to their angel. And I have many times that parents come and say, well, I just can't talk to my teenage son or daughter, and they just won't tell me what's going on in their lives, and they won't listen to me. Well, sit down and write a letter to their angel and tell their angel all the things that you would like for them to know, and tell them how much you love them and how much you appreciate, and every good thing you can think about them, write to the angel, and then ask the angel's help and maybe opening up a conversation with your children or asking them, you know, would they consider changing certain behaviors. And once you feel that you've written everything down in your letter to the angel, then have a little ceremony, like a burning bowl or, you know, that's for me, that I have this big metal bowl and I just light the paper on fire and drop it in the bowl and it can't catch anything else on fire. Now it's gone. It's absolutely dissolved out of the system. One of my girlfriends does this, and she writes her letters to the angels on toilet paper with a flare pen and flushes it down the toilet. But, you know, whatever symbolism you need to get rid of it.
Yeah, whatever works for you, because it's different for all of us. But it's like,
that's
the first time I heard that one. That one's good. I like that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that, you know, you could have, you know, the burning bowl for some and the toilet paper for others, you know, but there's a judgment in itself.
That's right. I think one of the most powerful lessons that I ever had in forgiveness and in helping with getting rid of pain and suffering came from a little boy, about 9 years old. I was studying at the time with a Cherokee medicine woman, and she had this son, this beautiful little boy, and I went to her home to have a meeting with her one day, and she was involved with another person, and so I sat outside with the little boy, and we sat on the little chairs outside, and we were talking, and he said to me, "Miss Edwin, what do you do when you're really sad?" And I said, "Well, I cry sometimes, and sometimes I pray, and sometimes I write notes to myself about, you know, happier times, and I say affirmations." He said, "You know what I do?" And I said, "No, please tell me." He said, "I take a walk out in the woods, and I lay down on the ground, and I dig a little hole in front of me, and then I scoot up, and I lay my heart right over that hole, and I cry, and I cry, and I cry, and I cry, till all the sadness is gone. And then I put some seeds in that little hole and cover it up so that God can grow something beautiful out of my sadness."
Oh my gosh, how profound is that?
The wisdom of that child, it just makes me cry to think about him. But it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah,
that God can
grow
something beautiful out of our sadness. That is so profound.
Yeah, and you know, with children, if we really take the time to listen, because children don't see, you know, they have the innocence, and as long as they have that innocence, that love, they love people regardless, you know, of what, they don't come with judgment. They're not born with judgment. And that's the profoundness that comes out of their mouths and their actions is so beautiful. We can really learn some lessons from some of them.
If we would just listen more, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, I have a quick little process that I do IET, which is integrated energy therapy, and we work with the healing angels of the energy field. So I would like to do this before the break. So
yes,
we want to call in Angel Daniel, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect through my heart with everyone that's listening. And I want you to bring your attention to your liver, your spleen, your gallbladder, because this is where we hold this anger and resentment and judgments. And we're going to release that. We're going to release the anger. And release the resentment. Release judgments. And we're going to imprint forgiveness with the energy from Angel Daniel and bring that into you. And just let it all go now. Okay, we have a couple minutes before the next break, Edwin. Is there anything else you'd like? Any other processes that you would like to?
Oh, that is absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, I Daniel's one of my favorites because it's like we really hold those toxics. And, you know, you said about making yourself sick. Well, actually, anger and resentment and judgment really will take a toll on the physical body.
Absolutely.
With depression, physical ailments as far as your digestion goes, it's like, you know, where you develop heartburn, you develop, you know, irritable bowel syndrome as far as that goes. There's, you know, I think Carolyn Miss? It's like the issues in your tissues. It's like, because to me, the body, the mind might forget and the brain might forget, but your body always remembers.
Yes.
So your body always has those blocks in it. So whether you are conscious of it or not, if there's something that you're irritated with or angry with or judgment that you're holding inside your body, you're really doing a disservice to your body by not letting that go.
I love it. That's beautiful. So profound and so healing to know that, that you're in charge of your body and you can heal it. You know, Charles Fillmore says 30 minutes a day forgiving will heal anything.
Yeah, it is. It's really about, you know, letting it go, because it's like my physical body from when before I forgave my mom, and my physical body now, you know, it's 15 years later.
Yeah.
Is completely different. It's like I, you know, I'm not on any prescription drugs. It's like my body's just so happy now.
Yes.
And I don't get these headaches. I don't get these pains in my gut. And I don't, you know, it's like I'm not, it just amazes me. And, you know, it's like, wow, if I would have known that then.
Good for you. I'm so proud that you're doing that. That's wonderful. What a blessing for you to do that. Mm.
Yeah, but it really is. It's just starting, you know, you just got to start and take that first step. You know, it's really about that intention that, you know, say you have an issue, you know, with someone, then make that intention that I would like to forgive them. Just ask for help. And how do I go about that?
That's it. Learn to ask. Learn to ask.
You know, because if you ask, you know, the universe and God, they provides all the answers you need. But we don't always get the answers because we don't ask.
That's right. Exactly.
So,
the scriptures even say that. You have not because you ask not.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. It's like we have free will. So if we don't, they're not going to help us if we don't ask for help.
Exactly.
Because we have the choice. We have the choice to ask for help, and they will. My angels always step in, and it's like sometimes it's like, well, we'd help you if you'd ask. I hear that, and it's like, okay, I get it. I'm gonna do my asking now.
I love it. I love it. That's so good.
Yeah. So it's just a joy. So anyway, we're going to head to another break. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Energetic Toy Box, and we'll be back with Edwin Gaines and talk a little bit more about forgiveness. So be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today. It's a new year and a new you emerging. Join Dr. Judith Long on The Eye of the Needle Show each Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Dr. Long features your call-ins and emails to her that emphasize healing and new information about personal transformation and ascension. You have your own unique gift, and it's something that only you can do in your own particular way. Explore that gift. Be all that you can be. The Eye of the Needle with Dr. Judith Long airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia at wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia at wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I'm your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Edwin Gaines, and we are discussing forgiveness and different techniques that you can use to incorporate forgiveness into your life. The forgiveness prayer was like an affirmation. So, Edwin, you used to have some other affirmations that you use, and how do you use these affirmations to work with this process?
Well, one of the things I do that when I, you know, come across something that I'm having difficulty forgiving, or it just as a daily practice, I have a lot of them that I write down, and somehow I just speak. I have some little cards that I carry around with me, you know, and I pull out a card one day and carry that card with me all day, and I might have just an affirmation on it that I'm really working with. Here are some of my favorite ones, and I'll just go over a few, and then we can talk about any others that you really like. Here's one that has really helped me. I forgive myself with a tender and gentle spirit the way I would forgive a little child. Now, that just opens my heart because mm-hmm. I know I did the best I could do at the time. I wouldn't do it that way today. I would do it in a higher and better way, but I forgive myself. And here's another one. I am realizing now that all in my past was necessary to bring me right here. I came the quickest, most expedient way to be at this point in soul unfoldment. I refuse to punish myself anymore. I release any need to be a victim. I let go of all self-defeating behaviors. I choose compassion for me and my pathway. I am not guilty. Isn't that powerful to say that for yourself? Then you can sort of let go of all the shame and guilt and let go of all the blame and judgment. And when you can do that for yourself, it becomes so easy to do it for others.
Right. I know one of the things, love thy neighbor as you love thyself,
yes.
Or treat your neighbor as you treat yourself. That doesn't mean to treat your neighbor better or treat yourself worse. It means to love yourself.
Yes, exactly.
As well. And that was something that I always, you know, always looked at because it's like, you know, I came from, you know, low self-esteem and I would treat myself a lot worse than I would. And yeah. When they showed me, when the angel showed me that that's the way that the scripture should be taken, is you need to love yourself as you love your neighbor, because I would take care of everybody else and treat everybody else a lot nicer than I would treat myself. And so it's like, that was like, wow, that was really profound. And, you know, they, in there, it's like an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And it also should be like a hug for a hug and a kiss for a kiss.
Yeah, I love that. That's
so
wonderful.
So
beautiful.
You know, we also got to remember that we want to do the positive and not just dwell on the negative. So it's like, I am beautiful. I am lovable.
Yes.
And
yes.
I am forgivable.
Yes. I gave a little gift to a girlfriend several years ago, a little framed statement that said, you are God's beloved. And when she opened that, she burst into tears. She says, oh, I just can't accept this. This is not true. I said, oh, yes, it is. And you must learn to believe that it's true of you. Each one of us is unique and precious. Every one of us is needed and important. And we become useful to make this a better world when we love ourselves completely.
Yeah, and it's, and I think sometimes it's harder to love ourselves.
Yes.
Because, you know, we come with those self-worth issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so really it's about looking in the mirror and just, and this, and it gets weird at first, but after a while it gets a little bit better. But look in the mirror and just look eye to eye with yourself and say, I love you.
Yes.
And tell yourself that you love yourself every day.
That's a wonderful technique.
And it's a little weird when you first get started, but it actually, you can feel your energy shift after a while.
Yes.
You know, after you do it often enough and it becomes part of your daily life, it's like, wow. And then you can add, I am beautiful and I am lovable.
Yes.
And add those and look at yourself, because really it's like you want to look eye to eye as if you were talking to your best friend.
Yes.
Because you are your own best friend. And, you know, we're all connected to each other. And so, you know, when you love yourself, that has an effect on your neighbor.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, you don't have to tell your neighbor any of this, but because you've changed your vibration, it's affected the vibration of others.
Yes. Powerful. Powerful.
So you have some retreats and some classes and some stuff coming up. Do you want to
talk a little bit about that? I have this beautiful retreat center in North Alabama. There's some photos of it on my webpage, prosperityproducts.com, and also a listing of my workshops and retreats. And I'm doing one in May. It's interesting that you mentioned angels so frequently. I love working with angels. And this retreat is called Working with Angels, Orbs, and Other Dimensions. And it's May 15th through the 17th. And it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a firewalk on Sunday night. I am a firewalk certified firewalk instructor. And then later on in the year, I'm having workshops on building the millionaire consciousness and experiencing and living from grace and gratitude. I teach prosperity teachers how to be prosperity teachers, and that's in September. I do that once a year. And so people go to my webpage, they can find the launching and the other workshops as I travel. I'm going to be in Savannah and Louisville and Denver and many other places this year. That listing is on the webpage. And I would like people just to know that my book is available there, The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity, and I have lots of CDs and affirmation cards. And I do have a CD called Deep Profound Forgiveness, which is very powerful if you really intend to get out of debt. So thank you for letting me mention my work. I really appreciate it.
Well, I just thought, you know, I saw that you did that workshop on forgiveness, and I'm like, wow, who better to have on my show?
Thank you. I'm writing a book right now on forgiveness. I'm almost through with it, with not necessarily why you should forgive, but how to. And some of the things we talked about today are in my book.
Wow, how profound is that?
Isn't that wonderful?
That part I didn't know.
I love it. It'll be out shortly, hopefully.
Okay, cool. Well, let me know, because I'd really like to read it and experience it.
Great.
I really
good.
Appreciate that. I really, really am really grateful that you took time out of your schedule and, you know, joined us to play here on the Energetic Toy Box.
Honor.
It really means a lot to me.
Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege.
If anybody is interested in some of the clearings and stuff that I work with and work with the angels, you can visit my website at www.wellnesstreasures.com. And I would, you know, there's information about the work that I do or facilitate as well. And the one thing is, like, if you can do anything today, is maybe just write down, you know, three people that make you angry or irritate you, and just start with those three people and just, you know, even if it's just doing what, you know, Edwin said about writing everything out and forgiving them, you know, just start with that. So anyway, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and listening today. This was a blast. This was so much fun discussing and having a conversation about forgiveness with Edwin. I really, really, really had a good time, so I hope you guys had a good time too. So I appreciate each and every one of you, and I'm just looking forward to next week. We're going to be exploring the psychic capacities on the Energetic Toy Box. So I hope you'll join us then. Again, thank you. Have an awesome week. Lots of love to all of you. Thanks so much.
Thank you for tuning in this week to the Energetic Toy Box. Please join Julia Stubbe next Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another exploration on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. We hope you have an outstanding week.